Chapter 35. The feline Fury had made his way to the small farm and gone, only to return hours later. The dragon cat lay on the grass at the feet of Nath, who sat on a stone bench in the garden. It purred, and fragrant petals of smoke wafted from its nose.
"It seems you are making new friends in the dragon world all the time,"
Selene said, taking her place by his side.
"It's comforting to see."
"It certainly is, seeing how you used the fury against me."
Selene bent forward and stroked the great cat's mane.
"I raised him. Did you know that?"
Nath shook his head.
"He was my prized hunter, Tracker. One of the most gorgeous dragons I'd ever seen. And even in captivity, these dragons are hard to tame. But I bent him to my will."
She glanced up at Nath.
"But in the end, it was your will that won him over. Did you know that?"
"No."
"I learned of the Fury's deception, Nath. I felt it. It preferred you over me. And for the first time in my life, I doubted myself. I doubted Gorn as well."
She locked her fingers inside the Fury's mane.
"I lost my pet. Not out of fear, but out of adoration. I saw for the first time that good things don't take a shine to evil. Your light turned Fury's light on as well. Balzerth is proud."
Nath looked at her.
"Have you ever
met him?" "No, never. But I think I have a fine idea of what to expect of him."
Down the road, Bezog and Brenwar approached. The part elven mage leaned on the elderwood staff, and his eyes were still weary. Brenwar frowned over his folded arms.
"They approach,"
Bezog said.
"Nath, you don't have to go through with this. Not on my account and not theirs. They are willing to die for what is right. Saving Nalzambor."
Nath's golden fingertips toyed with Fang's dragon-headed pommel. The mystic metal, no longer hotter than fire, was cool in his hands. The tiny gemstone eyes of the dragons twinkled in the daylight. Fang was one of the most precious things his father had given him, which, technically, he should not have. He'd let Brenwar borrow it, and Brenwar had lent it to him. He stood up, handed the sword to Brenwar, looked at Bezog, and said,
"I have faith."
Brenwar grunted. Bezog gave a nod. Nath came forward. Brenwar stayed him with his hand.
You wait. We'll deliver this. We meet now in the valley. From up there,"
he pointed to a crag on the hillside,
"you can watch."
Nath started to object, but held his tongue. After all, this was his idea.
"As you wish, Brenwar."
He turned and looked at Selene.
"Coming?"
Nath, Selene, and the feline Fury made their way to the crag. He couldn't fight off the uneasiness that twisted his belly. Giving up Fang, the only weapon that might kill Gorn Gratik, was a gut-wrenching task. But he had to believe it was the right thing.
"That was a brave thing you did,"
Selene said. She patted him on the back.
"I don't think anyone else in the world would have done that."
Nath's chest tightened. He could see his friends entering the valley, where a score of Drakus awaited them, accompanied by a half-dozen horse-sized dragons. Behind Brenwar, Pilpin, a hooded Bezog, and Ben, were Shum, Hoven, and the hulking Sansla Lieber. A more than formidable party, but they were vastly outnumbered by a superior force.
"I should be down there,"
he whispered.
"I feel a trap in the works."
He started forward. Selene grabbed his arm.
"They'll be fine. Wait it out."
Nath swallowed and eyed her. Selene's dark eyes had a twinkle of excitement in them. Sansla's appearance with Selene had been suspicious. She'd been able to deceive him before. She could certainly do it again. His blood ignited and he jerked away.
"Nath, what are you doing?"
He peered down in the valley, keen eyes alert to everything. His friends were now surrounded by the Drakus and dragons. Brenwar did the talking.
Don't you move a muscle.
All right,
she said.
Not a word, Selene.
The feline fury's purr became a hearty rumble. Nath's senses tingled.
What is going on? Something's going on.
He squatted down on the rock, ready to spring. So much deceit. So much betrayal. He'd somehow talked himself into giving Gorn Gratik everything he wanted. The Drakus commander gave a nod. The other Drakus led four hooded figures over. They had the builds of Sasha, Samas, Reri, and Bezog. Shum came forward and removed the hoods. All their faces were clear. Sasha, Reri, Samas, and a part elf that looked like Bezog. Brenwar handed over the sword to a winged Drakus commander, who eyed the blade.
Everything is fine.
Selene sat down on the rock and added,
You're the one who said you had faith. Now practice it.
Nath clenched his jaw as the dragons crowded the circle. Suddenly, the Drakus commander, fang in hand, took to the sky. Covering the area in a puff of smoke, the dark dragons took flight and escorted the Drakus commander back to the floating city. When the smoke cleared, all the Drakus were gone, leaving Nath's friends coughing but reunited with Bezog's family. Brenwar was grumbling at Ben and Ben back at him. Nath sprung like a cat and dashed down. In seconds, he was down inside the valley.
What is it? What is wrong?
Ben had one arm, and Brenwar had the other of a lone man who stood between them. A hood was crushed in Brenwar's free hand. The man had tattoos on his bald head and face. His teeth were gray and crooked.
Ah!
The acolyte said, licking his teeth.
You must be Death Dragon. I've a message for you from the great Gorn Gratik himself. These friends are delivered as agreed, but your other friend, Gorli the Deceiver? Well, if you want him, then you'll have to get him yourself. All by yourself, that is.